Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl, when
I didn't know what I was
going to do.
Your program is the Oldship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and pray that all has been well in your family circle. Hallelujah. And I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. And I want to take this opportunity to send condolences out to those of you that has lost loved ones. Hallelujah. May it be the last 72 hours, the last 48 hours, the last 24 hours, the last 12 hours, even moments ago. And we want you to know that you are not alone in your hour of bereavement. Hallelujah. But that you have prayer warriors that are praying with you, hallelujah, and for you, that God, hallelujah, will bring about joy and restoration unto your soul. And so I just want you to look up. I know it's a whole lot of things that's going on in our world, but we just have to remain positive to know that we know that God said high and he looked low, and we know that he's looking over the good as well as the not so good. We're just going to keep our faith strong and keep believing that God will bring us through whatever tsunami, whatever St. Matthew, or whatever that we encounter on this earth, to know that God will see us through. He said that he would never leave you and I and us. He would never forsake us. So we have God's word. He will always be with you and I and us to the end of the earth. So I just want you to just be encouraged. You know, just be encouraged and know that whatever you're going through, it's not going to last always. There's an old song that said, trouble don't last always. So we know that this too shall pass. And there will be a new day and a new dawning in your life. I just want to encourage you to just hold God's unchanging hand. And we know that God, whatever we go through, God is going to be right there every step of yours and mine and our journey. And so I'm going to be with you only an hour on tonight. And I just thank those of you that continually to make the Oldship of Zion a part of your listening program. And for doing so, just know that God is going to bless you. God say he blesses a cheerful giver. So I want you to know that God is going to bless you for continually to be a part of this program. And so I know I haven't been on for a while now, but I've been getting, you know, new equipment to bring across this airway, you know, that would be pleasingly to your ear. And so I just want to, you know, just thank you, and my hat's off to you that continually to just, like I first stated, just make the Oldship of Zion a part of your listening program. And for doing so, God is going to bless you, because God tell us that he loves a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. And so God is going to bless you for being a blessing. Hallelujah. To the Oldship of Zion program. And I want you to just stay encouraged and be blessed. Hallelujah. And so I'm going to put the number up on the bulletin board for you that desire prayer. You can call in, and I will be just overladed to pray with you. Whatever prayer petition that you want to place before the Lord on this evening, we know that God hear our every humble cry, and God do not turn a deaf ear to his children crying. But God listens. Not only does he listen, but God step in on time. God is an on-time God. We know that he is. Hallelujah. And so, right now, I'm going to, hallelujah, I'm going to go now into our opening prayer. And I'm asking those of you that will to go in prayer, hallelujah, by your beautiful heads as we acknowledge our Lord and our Savior, and Jesus Christ is his name, hallelujah. And so I just thank you for tuning in on this evening and on such a short notice. But like I first stated, God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. So I'm just asking you to come on in. I have a chat room open for your sitting and listening pleasure. And so we're going to go right now on into our opening prayer. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us together in unity, God, once again around your spectrum. Father God, we know that this earthly soil that we're treading on, God, is not our eternal destination. But we know, God, that you have a mansion that's not built by mortal man, but you are the architect, you are the creator, God. And until you crack those clouds one historical day, we will continue to mount up from the four corners of this earth, God, as pilgrims through this barren land, from the north, south, east, and west. And I'm asking you, God, to anoint these lips of clay on this evening. Able me to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may then again may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. I'm asking you, Father God, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. And Father God, we'll be so mindful to give your name the glory, give your name the honor, and give your name the praise. And we'll let the cathedral temple of God people say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And so we're going to go right now and take you on into a program that's already in progression. Hallelujah. And our first key scripture will be coming out of the law of Jeremiah 15 and 16. Hallelujah. And it reads like this. Well, first of all, let me back up and let me give you the sermon for tonight. And the sermon for tonight entitled, Take As Directed. I want to say that one more time. Tonight's sermon entitled, Take As Directed. And it will be sermon 2, because I've preached this previously in years back, but I'm coming back again with the same title, but a different date and year. Hallelujah. So we're going to be coming out of Jeremiah 15 and 16, and it reads like this. Your words were found, and I ate them. And your words was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. And that scripture reading, my sister and my brother, coming out of the law of Jeremiah 15 and 16. And I'm reminded that there was a psychiatrist who kept a Bible on his desk. And somewhat surprised to a client that he had, And she asked him, do you read the Bible? And his remarks was, not only do I read it, but I study it. And he said that he was a devout Christian, he added. He said if people would absorb the message, then a lot of the psychiatrists would go out of business. And then he went on to clarify it and made his point. He said that if clients who were plagued by guilt, who read the parable of the prodigal son and its forgiven father in the law of Luke 10 and 11 through 34, they would find the key to healing. Hallelujah. So we know that if we apply God's word to our everyday lives, it will help to keep, hallelujah, the, I would say the, it would keep, in other words, the, like you get sick, you know, you have to have medicine. And so we're saying that the Bible is like unto a medicine. And so if we would read it just as we are directed to do, when you're taking your medicine or you go to the store and you buy a product that will help to ease your pain and your ills, then that's what we're talking about. The Bible would be as a directive medicine, hallelujah, for the soul, for whatever aches and ails us. May it be pain, may it be sorrow, may it be mental, may it be bodily or physically. We know that if we read the word of God, then that would be as a medicine. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to ask a question. Do we look for healing in God's powerful word? Now, we may find that the Bible, hallelujah, we find that the Bible is a medicine. We can read it when we're sitting alone by ourselves with no one else around, when we've lost a loved one that is near and dear unto our heart. We can find the Bible to be most soothing to the soul. Hallelujah. And so, like I first stated, do we look for healing in God's powerful words? We may read the Bible, but do you and I and us, do we really believe it? Do you and I and us, do we study the Bible and put his teaching into practice? We know that the saving truth of Scripture is God's potent medicine. It can deliver you and I and us from the diseases of sin. And we can consult with the prophet Jeremiah. Despite his difficulty and his hardship, we find out that he found joy in the words of the Lord. And the psalmist loved the commandment of God in the law of Psalms 119 and 48. And he said, I will delight myself in your commandments, and I will meditate, hallelujah, on your stature. So we know that God's word is like a medicine. God's word must be taken, though, as directed. So I want to ask you a second question. Are you internalizing its truth? Are you eternalizing God's truth in your life? We know that God's word brings us health. It brings us healing to our sin-sick soul. But you and I must take it and heed to it before it can be whole, before it can take up a healing process in our spiritual bodies. We must read it because the Bible contains the vitamin for our health and for our soul. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the spiritual soul. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And so we're going to go down to our second key scripture, and it reads this. It says that I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of 2 Peter 1 and 12. And you might ask, Overseer Ward, how can people who experience the same event have radical differences, recollection of what happened? We know, hallelujah, that in this time, in this world that we're living in, that sometimes we have a short memory span. And so we're told that there has been a dozen of studies that has been performed on the human memory. And it says, far from being an incredible and a delectable recording, that human memory is fragile, is incomplete, and is malleable and highly objective to suggestions. And we're also told that the memories can change with time. In some cases, people may slightly alter their version of an event, with each one retelling, much like a fisherman, exaggerating the account of the one that has gotten away. But an objective factual record can correct the mental wandering to which we all are susceptible. Peter wrote two letters to give you and I and us an accurate, enduring record of God's truth. He said that I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. So he said that, moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things. We know that yours and mine and our fragile memories, it need constant refreshing through the unchanging records of God's word, and that is the Bible. We know that though this reliable reminder, you and I and us, it can guard our thinking against the subtle drift toward a merely human perspective of life. We know that throughout the Bible, the Lord's purpose is to stir up yours and mine and our mind so that we don't forget his truth. We know that God's word must verify the truth of what is wrong or what is right and test what seems so real to you and I and us. A feeling sense and sight. We know that the best way to renew yours and minds and our minds is to read God's word daily. We have 366 books, hallelujah, contained in this Bible. Starting from its very beginning in the law of Genesis to its conclusion, and that is the law of Revelation. So we are talking about the sermon on tonight entitled, Take as Directed. And our key scripture came out of the law of Jeremiah 15 and 16. Hallelujah. So we're going to keep it moving because we know that time is rapidly moving along. So the Bible tells you and I and us that every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is the spirit of the Antichrist. And that scripture reading is coming out of law, 1 John 4 and 3. We know that everybody likes a good story. Many people are taking to the bestseller. And then we find that the Bible itself has been suppressed by the church for centuries. These laws claim that Jesus married Mary Magdalene. It was told that Jesus had children with her, but we know that this radical misrepresent history is misleading to many people. These alleged lost books of the Bible. And Jesus promote the goddess worship, the self-edity, the self-deity, and the secret knowledge. So we want to know that why would this lost book be banned? And they call it the secret knowledge. But we know that many churches exclude these books from the Bible. And the reason that is because the documents did not meet the criteria of authentic scripture, which involves several central questions. Was the writer someone Jesus had chosen as the apostle? Did the book itself have widespread acceptance among church leaders? Or did God's Spirit speak through it? We find out that this lost book that we're talking about, it did not pass these tests. All of the books we have in our New Testament did. So when people question the truthiness and the worthiness of these scriptures, we need to give them a respectful and an informed answer. It might just make them want to know more about the Bible and yours and mine and our God. We know that God's word of pure and eternal truth shall yet unshaken stay. When all that man has thought or planned, chaff shall pass away. We know that to be wise, God's word is sufficient. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we're coming on in. We're going to go now, I think, to our final key scripture. Hallelujah. Let me get it. Our final key scripture for tonight. And it reads this. It says that the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, but they are foolishness to him. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law, 1 Corinthians 2 and 14. We find out that some people suffer from a strange hearing disorder. They can hear sounds, but they can't understand words. They have no trouble hearing a bird sing or water, a watch that you would wear on your wrist tick. But words are as unintelligible as if they were a foreign language. We know that the source of the problem is not in the ears. It stems from an injury to the brain. There's also a spiritual deafness that affects many people because of a sinful heart. Those without faith in Christ can read the Bible and hear the teaching of God's word. But his spiritual message is foolishness to them. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law, 1 Corinthians 2 and 14. So that explains why some people can appreciate the Bible as literature, as a reliable history, and as a source of high moral standards. But they fail to understand its spiritual message. They don't grasp the significance of what it says about Christ, his death on the cross for yours and mine and our sin, his resurrection, nor his ministry of intercession for yours and mine and our sin in heaven. We know that these truths make no sense to them. But as you and I and us read the Bible, do you hear what it says? And if your response is no, then you are to ask the Lord to open up your understanding to what it say about Jesus. Then you are to put your trust in him as your personal Savior and experience the spiritual birth That's the cure for spiritual deafness. Hallelujah. We cannot understand God's truth until we know the Lord. It's when yours and mine and our heart is at home to Him. We understand His word. So we know that the key to understanding the written word is knowing the living word. Is knowing the living word. Hallelujah. So in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. You can send your respondents to, make them attentive to, Overseer Janice Ward at P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California. The zip is 95020. And you can also log on to our web address, which is www.janicewardministries.org. We're going to now turn you over to the second phase of our program entitled The Hymns of Zion. That is to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. Until we meet again across these skyways and airways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Hallelujah. And so we're going to now turn you over, as I first stated, to the hymns of Zion. I want you to buckle up with Jesus at your will because He is people friendly. So until we meet again across these airways and skyways, I want you to go in God and allow God to go in you. Be blessed. Up next, Hymns of Zion.
Nothing without you. I'm sure I couldn't make it. Calling. I'm ready.
Whenever
If you're looking for perfection, take your eyes off me. I'm just like you. I'm flawed perfectly. No finger can be pointed. We're all the same. We all have issues that we need to change. In a world that is turning upside down, it's hard to stay level and keep your feet on the ground. But I know what we need. We need a little more faith. Just to believe a little more love, just to forgive. Let us pray, cause we all need help. Let us pray, cause we all need help. Hurt people, heal people, build people. The wrong cycles are lethal. Lessons life will teach you. Let us move from the valley to the mountain view. We need a little more faith just to believe. shelter of your arms. Oh Lord, it's me again. I know it hasn't been long since I made my request. As it's silent, feels like a war. I've gone through so many battles, but nothing like this before. You see, I've been trying, but I've been losing. But today I let it go. This is my conclusion. Only you can.
Yeah. of your holy, we reverence you and your presence. And today we look up, and in all of your presence, in all of your glory, and in all of your power, you're holy to me. Take a listen. You're holy.
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Tell me, don't think about your heart, but you're here in the fire.
but somehow this feels brand new.